A bonanza is down in Florida with two fatalities. The company that owned Piper since 2003 did pretty well on the sale. And reservations agents at Southwest may have a new contract. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, May 7th, 2009. If you've barely left the runway and things get quiet, you face an immediate decision on whether to look for a flat spot ahead or risk running out of altitude turning back. According to witnesses, the pilot of a Bonanza lost power as little as 30 seconds after takeoff from runway 15 at Palm Beach County Park Airport in South Florida and tried to turn back for the runway. According to a pilot who was landing a helicopter at the airport at the time, the bright red V-tailed Bonanza didn't make the runway, hit the ground and cartwheeled, collided with a Cessna 337 on the ground, then hit a trailer. As of our deadline, the two people on board the Bonanza, who were both killed, had not been identified. Follow updated details at aero-news.net. ANN is monitoring reports of a Marine Corps helicopter crash near San Diego, in which two Marine aviators have reportedly lost their lives. The aircraft went down shortly before midnight on Tuesday, carrying live ordnance, which required firefighters to keep their distance from the wreckage while controlling the resulting two-acre brush fire. The AH-1W went down in the Cleveland National Forest to the east of San Diego County. The two pilots, thought to have been killed on impact, were described as highly qualified and were attached to the Medium Helicopter Squadron 166 in the 11th Marine Expeditionary Unit. Identification was being withheld pending notification of kin as of our deadline. Following Friday's good news that Imprimis, the new owner of Piper Aircraft, appears inclined to keep the company in Florida and inject capital, we find out that the seller, American Capital Limited, actually made out pretty well on the sale, even in a tough economy. American says that since it started its involvement in Piper in 1998, it has received 4.5 times its total investment back for an annualized compound rate of return of 18%. Steve Price, managing director of American's operations team, commented, quote, "We are extremely delighted with the impressive results. The sale of Piper during such challenging economic times demonstrates that the market is still receptive to the acquisition of strong assets," unquote. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, District 142, has announced a tentative four-year contract agreement with Southwest Airlines, covering 5,300 customer service and reservations agents. District 142 President Tom Higginbotham explained, quote, "The tentative agreement provides retroactive wage increases, increased employer 401k contributions, and expands job security provisions," unquote. Negotiations began last August 28th, a month before the current contract became amendable. The union is developing a membership ratification schedule and recommending its members approve the deal. Up next on ANN, if you're planning a summer GA flight out of the U.S., don't miss this deadline. A popular FBO software provider has new owners. And are airliners as risky as Joe Biden says they are? You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4 for Cessna.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for May 7th. I'm Paul Platt. The deadline is fast approaching to comply with new Homeland Security requirements for reporting entry into the U.S. by air. Back in December, DHS imposed a requirement for inbound pilots to electronically submit passenger manifests to U.S. Customs and Border Patrol at least 60 minutes before departure. Despite protests from GA groups, which pointed out many common recreational flight destinations with no internet infrastructure, the rule went forward anyway. Compliance has been voluntary up to this point, but effective May 18th, it becomes mandatory. Fines are $5,000 on the first offense and $10,000 for any additional offenses. ANN appreciates the reminder of the upcoming deadline from FAA safety teams. If you run one of the 400 or so FBOs that depend on software provided by FBO Manager, you'll be seeing a new name associated with the products. Michael Barron and Barry Kress, both former executives of Cornerstone Logic, say they've purchased FBO Manager from Universal Weather and Aviation and formed a new aviation group operating under the name FBO Plus. Barron commented, quote, "We have exciting plans and want to reassure all our customers that the transition will be both transparent and painless. Universal has been instrumental in updating the software, and we look forward to deploying this new version. We acknowledge FBO Manager has had its share of ups and downs in the past couple of years, but rest assured the best is yet to come," unquote. Kress will serve as the new company's president and chief technology officer and says, quote, "We'll be contacting all our customers to ask for their input in designing the most exciting version of FBO Manager since its introduction over 13 years ago," unquote. Notwithstanding recent comments from U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, it appears the inside of a modern airliner may actually be a less likely place to catch swine flu than other crowded places. Auburn University professor Tony Overfeld leads a center which studies air quality on commercial airliners. He tells Cox newspapers planes get about half their air from outside, use efficient HEPA filters, and have air flowing top to bottom in the cabin, which tends to localize the spread of germs from people coughing and sneezing. This story does require a bias alert. Overfeld's work is funded by the FAA and what are termed industry sources, unquote, which if I guess correctly is probably the airlines. Joe Biden, by the way, has lost credibility as a contagious disease expert. As careful as he is about germs, the White House reported Biden came down with laryngitis this week. And no, they did not seem troubled by that. Still ahead, NASA has a great summer in store for qualified high school students. Even garbage day is cooler in space. And it's finally possible for TBM 850 owners to use all that endurance. You're listening to Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin WAAS GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're gonna fly in the soup, you gotta have an opener. Garmin WAAS GPS. Follow the leader.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, May 7th. I'm Paul Plagg. Who has the job of coming up with these clever acronyms for NASA? Whoever it is, he's pretty good. The agency is currently accepting applications for its Interdisciplinary National Science Program Incorporating Research Experience. Yep, INSPIRE. High school students have till June 30th to apply for selection in September to participate in an online learning community, interacting with peers and with NASA engineers and scientists. The program also includes grade-level appropriate educational activities, discussion boards and chat rooms for participants and their families to gain exposure to career opportunities at NASA. There's also a companion program called STEM for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math, which in some cases covers expenses to actually travel to investigate those career opportunities. To be eligible, you'll need a GPA of at least 2.5 for INSPIRE or 3.0 for the STEM travel program. Find details using the FMI link at the bottom of the text version of this story at aero-news.net. Yesterday was garbage day at my house and also aboard the International Space Station. At my house, I shooed away a couple of flies and wheeled a big plastic container to the curb. Nowhere near as cool as garbage day in space. Expedition 19 Commander Gennady Padalka closed the hatch on a Progress 32 cargo craft after it was filled up with trash, and it was then sent off to burn up in the atmosphere during re-entry. Today, Progress 33 is being launched from the Baikonur Cosmodrome, headed for orbit to become the next space trash can. I just get to wheel mine back from the curb each week. And finally, there's good news and bad news about advancing aviation technology. The good news is the new turboprops have greatly improved endurance and range. The bad news, many of us in the demographic to be acquiring these planes have bladders with the same old limited or even declining endurance. Among the few manufacturers of business turboprops to address this paradox is Daher Sakata, which is making available a chemical potty seat for its TBM series aircraft. The toilet takes the place of an intermediate seat, matches the fine upholstery of the aircraft's interior, and uses a proven maritime design. Hey, I just figured out what to do with old sectional charts. Anyway, the Airborne WC costs 10 grand, can be removed or installed in minutes, and has no net effect on aircraft weight. Nicholas Chabert, Senior VP of the Daher Sakata Airplane Division, says the debut of the new option was a major hit last month at Lakeland. Well, duh! Have you ever had to use the porta-potties at Lakeland? Honey, I'll be back in a couple of minutes. Now, where was that Sakata display? That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, Gamma President Pete Bunce talks about the association's recent report on declining GA sales with ANN's Jim Campbell. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, Odeo, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.